Plaintiffs in a case against U.S. Steel say the company violated the Clean Air Act over 12,000 times after a 2018 fire knocked out pollution controls at one of its plants near Pittsburgh. The Allegheny Front's Reed Frazier covered a hearing Wednesday in the federal lawsuit, and he's here with me now. Thanks for joining me, Reed.
Hi, Kara.
The Allegheny County Health Department and two environmental groups are representing six Allegheny County residents in the case, which centers around a 2018 event at U.S. Steel's Clairton Coke Works. Remind us what happened at the plant.
Well, there was a catastrophic fire in one of the pollution control unit buildings at Clairton on the sort of early morning of Christmas Eve 2018. And what happened was, we now know that the fire was started by sprinkler pipes had actually corroded away to almost no metal in parts. And one of them fell down and it set off a chain of events that started the fire. That several pieces of equipment broke down. One of the components that broke apart and sort of accelerated the fire was 80% rusted through. There was a stopper valve that was corroded shut and couldn't prevent the backflow of gas. So a lot of equipment failed. There was a huge fire in this facility. And the result was that the plant could not clean up the coke oven gas that it creates when it bakes coal to make coke. And the plant was without pollution controls, essentially, for over 3 months.
According to residents, how was air quality impacted by the fire?
Well, they immediately reported smelling, the rotten egg odor, which is a marker of sulfur compounds, which is one of the big pollutants of concern at Clairton. They complained of health symptoms, migraine, headaches, trouble breathing, asthma-like symptoms or worsened asthma exacerbations, chest pains, problems going up and down stairs, and also physical impacts to the environment like soot. One of the plaintiffs in the case complained of a lot of soot coming onto their property.
What do plaintiffs in the case want? Why were they in court this week?
This is the first step in this court case, which is to get a judge to agree that U.S. Steel violated the Clean Air Act 12,000 times, that there were 12,000 violations. U.S. Steel is contesting this assertion, just the math that the plaintiffs in the case, which are a couple environmental groups, which are representing residents in the Mon Valley, and the Allegheny County Health Department, the main regulator of the Clairton Coke Works. So they're saying, they're trying to get the judge to say, yes, U.S. Steel did all these violations. And they want the judge to then enforce a penalty on U.S. Steel, which could include monetary damages, but it could also include sort of the judge making U.S. Steel change their safety protocols by, for instance, mandating a third-party audit of how U.S. Steel has engineered its pollution controls. The one big thing that the plaintiffs come back to is that there was no way to shut the plant down and prevent this pollution from continuing to spew out of U.S. Steel's facilities. The company just kept making coke, albeit, at a lesser rate. They lowered their production of coke during these 3 months, but they kept making coke. They didn't sort of turn off the coke-making batteries that made all the pollution. They claimed that they couldn't do it in a short enough amount of time to make a difference. And so the plaintiffs say there should be some kind of backup. This can't be the plan, is when your pollution controls go down that you just simply pollute during, for months at a time at high levels. So they want the judge to sort of do something about this seeming weakness in U.S. Steel's pollution control plans.
What does U.S. Steel say?
Well, first of all, they say they've spent millions of dollars to upgrade their pollution controls at the plant, that while this plant was out of commission, while these controls were out of commission, they did a lot of maintenance that they hadn't done in years and that they couldn't have done if the controls were still running. And basically that, I mean, they don't say this, but they say that this kind of thing won't happen again. They've improved safety protocols and equipment so much that this kind of thing is very unlikely to happen. And they're also contesting that the pollution that it created was so bad that it created unhealthy air quality in the region. To back this up, they compare sort of the overall air quality during that outage period to past years and say that, you know, it doesn't look that different from what Pittsburgh's air was in, you know, 2010, 2015. They also are saying basically that these plaintiffs who say that they had health effects or smelled funny smells, that they can't prove that it was U.S. Steel's outages that caused those impacts, those harms. And they basically want the judge to throw out a lot of the case because the plaintiffs can't really prove harm. It's a legal concept called standing, and it's a very common thing in environmental litigation where you say you don't have standing to sue us because you weren't really directly impacted by whatever it is we did.
So what's next in this case?
Well, the judge has lots of legal briefs to review, and the hearing was a 5-hour presentation by both sides and rebuttals and things like that. So the judge will review the case and is expected to make a ruling on this initial finding of how many violations is U.S. Steel liable for? How much liability does U.S. Steel should it assume in this case? And then there could be a separate phase where the judge assesses a penalty, say a monetary fine or some sort of court-ordered review or audit of U.S. Steel's practices. So that's expected. If that happens, that's expected to happen at a later date. Of course, the judge could also say, you know, U.S. Steel is right. The plaintiffs don't have a case, and the judge could conceivably throw the case out.
Well, I know you're going to keep your eyes on this, and we'll check back in with you. Thanks so much, Reed.
Thanks, Kara.
The Allegheny Friend's Reed Frazier covers energy. And you can read more of his reporting on this case at AlleghenyFront.org. This is The Allegheny Front. I'm Kara Holsapple.